From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A legendary broadcast journalist, one of our own, has died at the age of 93. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schorr, a mainstay here for a quarter century, was one of the last living Murrah boys. His family was with him at the end this morning and says his passing was peaceful. We have this remembrance from NPR's David Folkenflik.
Daniel Schorr was born in 1916 to Russian Jewish immigrants in the Bronx. He phoned in a tip to a local paper as a schoolboy and never really stopped reporting. During World War II, he served stateside in Army intelligence. His work after the war inspired Edward R. Murrow to hire him at CBS in 1953. Schorr covered the Cold War from the Soviet Union and West Germany. During Watergate, Schorr landed on President Nixon's enemies list, a source of enduring pride. But the network fired him for refusing to name a source for a story on CIA abuses. A stint at CNN ended in 1985 in a tussle over editorial independence. He soon appeared on NPR, where he was regularly heard ever since. He is survived by his wife, Lisbeth, their children, Jonathan and Lisa, and a granddaughter. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
BP workers are bracing for a direct hit. Tropical Storm Bonnie is still on track to arrive at the Gulf of Mexico by the weekend, forcing crews to stop working on oil containment. The issue facing BP is its ability to monitor the newly capped ruptured well. BP wants to be able to monitor the pressure and any possible new leaks. NPR's Carol Van Dam says that's part of the reason a few ships remain in the area.
The government officials seem to be kind of holding off on the decision about the last key vessels that are monitoring, you know, the seismic and the pressure readings on the relief well and especially down at the well head. But they have moved all the cleanup efforts out of the way just to be on the safe side of this storm as it approaches the Gulf.
NPR's Carol Van Dam in New Orleans. President Obama is trying to reassure Americans that sweeping financial overhaul signed into law this week will go a long way to preventing another financial crisis in the U.S.
We're moving in the right direction, but it's hard and people are going to be impatient, understandably, because if you don't have a job right now or if you are trying to figure out how to pay the bills, you know, even if you hear the president say we're on the right track and we've improved, You're still going to be frustrated about how slow the progress is.
President Obama speaking from the White House at a time when the unemployment rate remains at about 9.5%. U.S. stocks seeing gains so far. Last check, Dow was up nearly 90 points at 10,411. NASDAQ up 15 at 2261. S&P 500 up 8 at 1101. You're listening to NPR News. Congressman Charles Rangel, facing ethics charges by a House panel, says he's ready for a fight.
My lawyers are going to kill me because they say that the best thing in my best interest is not to make any comment.
The 80-year-old is accused, among other things, of misusing taxpayer funds for personal projects and failing to report income as required. But he says he has done nothing wrong. Gay rights activists criticize the Justice Department for defending the don't ask, don't tell policy in court. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on the latest clash over the Obama administration's approach to gays in the military.
Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest gay civil rights group, is going after the Obama Justice Department for filing a brief in a case involving an Air Force nurse who was discharged from the military after 18 years because she's lesbian. The Justice Department is defending the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that bars openly gay people from serving in the military. And the department's arguing the policy is needed for military effectiveness and morale, even though the White House wants Congress to repeal the policy. The episode is the latest flare-up between the Justice Department and gay rights groups. The Justice Department says it's obliged to defend the law and that it can't pick and choose which federal statutes it favors. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Exam results were due out today for nearly 100 banks operating in the 27-member nation European Union. They'll learn whether they have passed a so-called stress test designed to determine if the banks are in trouble still after the global recession. Dow's up now 88 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.